Brody.
Monty.
I threw a boomerang a couple of years ago.
Did you?
I live in constant fear.
I bet you do.
And welcome back to the Good Always podcast, your favourite podcast.
My favourite podcast.
I mean, the people listening. It's not just you and me.
Oh.
Brody, welcome back.
Thank you, Monty.
We are back in the studio with a brand new sound recording device.
Oh,
Still got the same microphones, but we have a new sound card thanks to our friends at...
Thanks to JB Hi-Fi.
Thanks to our friends that we paid money to. Not even JB Hi-Fi.
Those sorts of retro. Oh, really? Yeah. Harvey Norman?
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, really? That's pretty good. It did take us a while to... the gusto might be down at the beginning of the episode. We did spend a fair amount of time...
Not from me, buddy. All you...
Figuring out our new sound system, but it feels awesome. I can hear us better. We can control our own sound.
So good.
It's a brand new podcast.
The best part is that everyone gets to hear me better.
That is the best part. Everyone was saying, "I wish that Brody was louder."
I wish I could hear Brody talk more. Gosh, he doesn't really speak that much. He doesn't really like the sound of his own voice.
No, he hates it.
And now here you go. Ask and ye shall receive.
So Brody, episode 12.
Is it?
I don't know. As I said that, my eyebrows raised. Who knows?
It could be. Yes.
Yeah, great. Episode 12. And we're recording today on Are You OK Day. We thought we'd record this one today on Thursday, just because it does really fit in with what we're doing here. And it begs the question that we ask at the beginning of every episode, but I'll phrase it differently.
Mm.
Brody, are you OK?
I am pretty OK. Thanks, Monty. A little bit stressed with some work stuff. And just some things going forward, but nothing too extraordinary. But other than that, doing really well. Feel like I'm flying, kicking goals. Speaking of kicking goals, kicked some absolute beauties this morning at Mineral Resources Park with my mate Steve.
Oh, lovely.
Couple of just on the right boot. We'll talk about the first 10 minutes of that. The rest of it was shocking. But yes, I'm doing really well. How are you going, Monty? Are you okay?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd use the correct wording. I am doing okay. Look, there's a few areas of my life where I'm probably just keeping afloat is the terminology I like to use.
Mm.
Just cruising through and managing. But outside of that, I'm doing really well. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling happy at the moment. Mm. Been getting into the gym a lot, which does correlate with my happiness really closely. But otherwise, yeah, I'm feeling really good. And it's a great day to be checking in with each other, Brody.
Yeah, so is every day.
Well, that's what I mean. Mm. I like to think of IUOK Day. It's not just a day to check in on your mates. I think, especially for people like you and I who do this all the time, it's a really good day just to remind yourself that's what you can be doing and should be doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Every day you can check in with your mates, and every day it's suitable and appropriate to ask your mates, are you okay? Mm. I just think it's awesome that we have a day, thanks to the legends at Are You OK Day, to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, check in on your mates.
Mm.
And we talked about this countless times.
If there's one thing you can never take away from a podcast, it'd be checking with your mates.
Inconsistency. Oh, checking with your mates. Oh,
we'll be good.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Brody, have you heard of Instagram before?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Ah, perfect.
I'm not that old, mate. I'm 22. I'm almost 23. I'm a big boy.
Big boy.
But not that big that I don't know about Instagram.
Well, look, let's talk about Instagram for a moment.
Let's do it.
I'd love you to share. One of our friends, Nicole, did a very funny little conversation on her Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So the other night she put up on her story that it's just exhausting to see people go through their day and just post pointless stuff on their story.
For example, give me some examples.
Wearing fluffy socks.
Just like mundane day-to-day things.
Got another coffee. And look, I will say,
here we go.
Before people, because I know that people follow my Instagram and stalk it religiously.
people?
Yeah, me. before people say, you're such a hypocrite, Brody, you've posted of you having a coffee. Yeah, it was 2017. put a post up with my almond flat white. Got shredded for getting almond milk in a flat white in 2017. Wasn't normal then.
Yeah. Yeah. Shredded for normal milk now.
Yeah, I know. Look at you. Don't care about your skin.
But you don't post them on. I think the story is the main thing, right?
The story is the main thing now. No one cares about your posts anymore. Stories are the important stuff. And so what she was saying is that there was just so much rubbish that's going on. People constantly feeling the need to post that they've got a coffee or that they've just put fluffy socks on or they've just filled up a bath and put a bath bomb in. Like, oh, no one cares. No one cares. And so she thought, I'm going to do it. And so she went about the next day documenting pretty much everything that she did from the moment she woke up, brushing her teeth, through to getting into the car, not driving because that's not safe.
No.
Getting out of the car, and then just different things that she did. Do you know what she found?
Sorry?
Do you know what she found?
What she found?
That her anxiety levels were through the roof. Just constantly feeling the need to whip the phone out, record, get it up there, put a caption, put a whatever.
It's a lot of pressure. And it's also a lot of pressure to make it varied. Like I know she was trying really hard to make, you know, get some time lapses in there, to get some photos, videos. Yep. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the point of this, Monty? No one cares about your daily, minutely updates on your story, right? I get it. I get putting stuff on your story, like we do.
We do.
For
all the time.
This stuff.
We're so active.
The stuff that's important, like our podcast.
Well, our lives are more important than yours, is what we're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, geez, just give it a rest with the bath bombs and the coffees and the
fluffy. It's a fine line because, you know, we've talked about how sometimes people make their Instagrams like this idealistic version of their lives. Like it's just the very, very good stuff. Yeah. And absolutely it's important to post the bad stuff and the everyday stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not that important, right?
It's not that important to post at all.
No.
Just tell people what's going on if you need to.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to say, hey, I bought a coffee this morning, tell someone.
Tell someone. Just,
I don't know. Put it in a note.
Maybe offer someone else a coffee.
Yeah. Buy me a coffee.
I'll tell you what.
And then I'll hear all about it.
I kind of skipped through the part where she was complaining about it. And got to the daily things. So I was like, what is going on?
Jesus,
I had to message you because I was like, am I losing the plot here?
Yeah.
It seems like she was complaining about this.
Somehow
I've been sucked into this lifestyle immediately.
Yeah.
And you clarified to me.
You missed the poll.
I missed
where
the poll.
Said,
let's get past
should
that.
I do this?
But I was very confused for about 30 seconds.
It was confusing.
But
yeah. There you go. Anxiety levels were increased. And it could be different for everyone. And hey, live your own life.
Live your own life.
Don't let us tell you how to live your life.
God, no.
But
you should not take advice from us.
No. But just don't put your stuff on your story. Now, Mons, just want to do a podcast update here.
Oh, exciting. Yeah,
just
is
a couple
about
of
our
things.
New sound system? Because we already did that.
No, we're the only ones that care about this.
Oh, sorry. Sound
just
want to keep talking about it.
Just a couple of things that have come through over the last week.
Ooh.
I'm going to start off with some feedback we've got from my mate, Justin.
Better be positive.
Over in
I'm
Sydney.
I'm sick of all this negative feedback.
Over in Sydney, my mate, Justin. Look, oh, no. I won't lie. And Justin's listening to this, for sure. Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Text better. But I loved what he was trying to get at.
Okay.
Hey, just some positive feedback. Your podcast is growing on me. A couple of episodes in, maybe just finish your Christmas one.
Oh, so that's lovely. I was expecting something highly negative there.
The moral of that text, I think, was positive.
I think positive. And it is up to the Christmas episode.
Yeah. So great.
Great,
thanks,
cool.
Thanks, Justin.
I love to hear that sort of feedback.
Love your support.
Yeah.
Keep it coming through.
Mm.
Another thing that you may have missed.
Oh, no.
It would have been very easy to miss.
I definitely missed it then.
Yeah.
I miss a lot of things.
You do miss a lot of things. And I don't think there would be that many people out there that have actually seen this happen.
Oh.
But
okay.
It was really exciting. When I saw it happen, I was very, very excited.
It's visual. It's a visual
thing.
Oh,
no, no. Well, no. When I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Whatever, man.
I thought I had to watch something.
God, give me a break.
Sorry. Okay.
We got a shout-out.
A shout-out?
Yep.
Ah.
We got a shout-out on a massive podcast.
Stop it.
On like a huge...
How huge are we talking here?
Like Australia-wide best listening or best ranking
And it was a genuine shout out.
It was a genuine shout out.
They didn't just say the words good and always in the same sentence.
They did not say the words good and always in the same sentence.
I don't know.
Okay. I heard it and I was like, oh, that's huge. For us having a startup podcast that isn't, you know, doesn't have the reach of a Dylan Friends. It doesn't have the reach of the Joe Rogan Experience.
Not yet.
Doesn't have the reach of the Hamish and Andy podcast. Mm. But for these people to shout out to us.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Do you want me to play it?
Absolutely play it. Are we going to get copyright strikes for playing it?
Oh, maybe.
Let's just play it. Just do it anyway.
I don't think they'll care. Well, they've already given us a shout out.
If they copyright struck us, it'd be a bizarre move.
Yeah. Gotcha, idiots. Let me play it.
All right.
As I said, by looking at the Flavito, the orangey outside taste of it. Boys.
Yep.
I'm going to lock in a low number and go two.
Two pips. Okay. Andy's bringing it over to me now. And this is where we say we're only doing one mandarin here.
Yeah. Because we can't keep unpeeling mandarins. It's not interesting enough podcast.
You've got to understand, there's over a million podcasts available worldwide. And for us to sit here thinking peeling mandarins is a decent use of people's time, that they've chosen to give us their attention.
Did you hear it? Would you like me to play it again?
No. No, you don't have to play it again. Wow. Oh. I don't know how you got me so excited and so disappointed at the same time.
Wow. So, look, massive thank you to Hamish and Andy. Because we idolise them, obviously.
Of course.
And, And to get such a shout out
such
from them,
a personalized
for them
shout
to
out
say
too.
That you know they're not the only podcast out there, that there are others out there that people could listen to from them, that's huge.
I imagine our traffic has just gone through the roof since that episode was
set. It certainly has. So
I don't know why I expected something real. I don't know why I got my hopes up. Maybe because you framed this up like a day ago. You said you'd had something. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
I didn't tell you. And I'll play that very well. Very happy with that. So thank you, Hamish and Andy, and yeah, make sure you check out their podcast as well.
Shout out for a shout out. So in the spirit of Are You Okay Day, there's a conversation I want to have with you.
Okay.
Brody, you're fired.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
this is the first thing that came to my mind. What I want to talk about is... look, this idea of checking in with people is one that you and I are very familiar with.
Yes.
Outside of, you know, this podcast, that's a big part of what we do. Mm. And like that's a big part, personally, that's a big part of my identity is being a friend to check in on. Mm. And what I want to talk about is this idea of what I'm going to call like a check-in burden.
Yep.
For me personally, like I really like to be known as the person that checks in with their mates and can be open for a conversation. But I feel like I haven't been doing that very well recently with my friend group. I feel like I've been really busy and really just trying to stay afloat. And as a result, I just haven't been checking in with many people and I've been feeling really guilty about it. Yep. I'm feeling like there's a burden on me to be that person. I don't know if it's because that's my job or if that's just, you know, who I am, but I felt a weird sense of guilt recently that I haven't been checking in as well with some friends. And I know that you're probably in a similar boat sometimes. I wanted to have a conversation about it, about this idea of this check-in burden.
Mm. I think the thing that comes to mind for me, so I'll start again. So obviously I do a lot of work with Zero to Hero, the charity, which I haven't really spoken about too much on here, but for
most people know about it.
Yeah, if anyone's listening, they surely know.
That's 80% of our audience.
and one thing that we talk about on the camps, on the Camp Hero program, is the oxygen mask analogy that we use when it comes to supporting friends, right? So a lot of the students that come to Camp Hero are the kind of ones that check in on their friends or are the ones that their friends go to when they're struggling. And we talk about how in the event of an emergency on an aeroplane, the oxygen masks drop down and they tell you that you need to put your oxygen mask on yourself before you can start to assist others. So whether you've got kids or friends or family flying with you, you need to put your oxygen mask on yourself first, and then you can start assisting others. And how does that relate to this? Well, you've got to be able to support yourself. You've got to be able to look after yourself. You've got to be able to, you know, implement your own self-care so that you are in a position where you're, I guess, safe enough and in the right headspace to be able to check in and support others. Because checking in isn't just asking a question about if someone's okay. Checking in isn't just a one-time conversation. You know, if you're the kind of person, which you are, constantly have that conversation, to open that dialogue, then it's super important that you're doing what you can to make sure that you're in the right space mentally to be able to do that, to be able to take on other people's stuff is hard, right? Like it's a privilege as well, but it's definitely hard and it can get a lot, right? Mm. If you're not doing what you can to support yourself. You know, psychologists see a psychologist as well. So, taking on other people's stuff is, you know, beautiful and wonderful and all that sort of stuff, but you need to make sure that you're okay first.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great bit of advice. Brody, do you ever feel that burden, that...
Yeah, I think... Well, when I didn't have my own sort of grasp on self-care... it was just, I'd take people's stuff on, and I didn't realise. And for me, it was until I was just feeling really run down and really like just tired and just exhausted, and I hadn't really been doing that much. And I was like, "What is it?" I'd been taking on other people's stuff as well. So, implementing self-care and my own routine and making sure I do the stuff to make sure that I'm keeping healthy and well. Limits doesn't eliminate, but it limits the risk of that. What do you say? Burden.
Mm.
Yeah. Fatigue.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Brody.
Cool.
So, Brody, it's that time of the podcast where I get to introduce my podcast song.
A crowd favourite.
I'm really loving this process, by the way. So
it's a bit you need some water?
Really?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. I'm really enjoying this process, actually. I don't normally do it, but when the podcast is coming up and I know I've got to do it, it forces me to take time to do it.
And thank God. Because without us, your music career would be...
And thanks nothing. To us, it's booming. Yes. Look, this podcast song, as you might have guessed, is called Are You Okay?
Clever.
In the spirit of this episode. And I actually think it's one of my best works yet.
Wow, big call.
I haven't actually listened to it back
definitely
yet.
Definitely should have waited till the song was over. Now, if you said, you should have said it was a mediocre song and I get to make my own mind up. But no.
Well, anyway, please enjoy.
I will. Thanks, Monty.
So reach out to your mates. This conversation cannot wait. You both know for your sake that just three words is all it takes.
It's a great start. It's beautiful.
Are you okay? Chuck a post up on your story. Ask a mate if he's okay, so that he knows that you care. All it takes is one little share.
Nice.
Are you okay?
So good.
It's not bad, is it? So dish out some handshakes. We all know how little that it takes.
Make sure it's COVID
safe. Send one little text to just say hi, you know what's next. Are you okay?
Wow.
And what if someone tells you that they're not doing okay too? Just tell them you understand. And ask them how to lend a hand. It'll all be okay.
Wow!
It's pretty good. Listening back, it stands up.
That is That is incredible.
That's no practice. I reckon I might be able to refine that into something usable.
That's so good. Yeah, and if you do, we can upload it as a little bonus clip onto the thing. So
yeah, that's Are You Okay?
Are You Okay? Wow. Gee, you're good at what you do, aren't you?
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, well, lucky. I'll keep you around for a little bit longer.
So, Brody, one of our loyal listeners and a close friend of ours, Ryan, sent us a message and just said, you know, a bit of good feedback, which is nice to hear, but also recommended a game.
Oh, yeah.
He's studying to become a humanities teacher, and he's passionate and thinks a lot about this topic.
Yep.
The idea of fake news, Brody. Fake news. And the game suggestion, which I really like, and we're going to play it today together, is determining...
This is an audience... implemented game.
Oh, it's the first time we've used an audience idea in the podcast, which is so exciting.
Right.
You guys can start doing our work for us. And the game is that you're going to read us a bunch of news headlines, and these are news headlines that were actually published online. Some of them are real news, some of them are fake news. And the best part about this is that the way this game works is we can actually play together. We're on the same team for the first time.
Well... What do you mean the first time? Last time we were on the same team for, what was it? The newspaper quiz.
Oh, well, the newspaper quiz.
And you stuffed it up. Okay. So that's okay.
So we're going to talk through about 8 headlines. And the aim here is to get...
Once again, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I was just talking, but that's cool.
Once again, just wanted to let everyone know.
I like that face. Hopefully you can get a video of that. The face of you realising, he was still talking.
I was like, are you still talking? Anyway,
we've got 8 of them. What's the aim? To get at least 4 or 5?
I'd like to go all 8.
Oh, I'd like to get 8 too.
If you're not first, you're last.
It's not going to be as easy as you think, though.
Okay.
I'm ready.
That's what I was going to say.
Cool.
I don't know whether, like, I've obviously got the screen in front of me, but it doesn't tell me if it's real or fake until we answer it.
Yes, and we have to press the reveal button.
Ooh, okay.
Number one.
NASA is installing internet on the moon.
Look, it feels like we're far away from that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, we're not spending a lot of time up there.
No.
Are we? I'm not, personally. I'm going to say fake, because I don't know why we'd need it up there right now.
Yeah.
Unless it's for the... Because I know that Tesla's been developing internet systems that use satellites, but I don't think that's the same thing. Are you with me on the false?
I'm going to go fake as well.
Okay, let's try fake.
Let's go fake. Do we want to know the answer now?
I think we know the answer now, yeah.
Gee, bit bloody.
No?
Yeah, right, go on. Is NASA installing internet on the moon? They are. This is really happening. NASA will be building a 4G network on the moon, enabling them to control lunar robots. This story was reported by Newsround, The Independent, and several other sites.
Wow, okay, cool. Well, clearly don't read the news enough. Great, number two.
None from one. Fantastic. A university banned the use of capital letters to avoid scaring students.
Like when someone types a message in all caps?
Yeah. I know some people that do that.
I mean, surely not.
I'm going to say that's fake.
It's got to be fake. What university would do that?
You can't, because you've got to start a sentence with capital.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that require capital letters in life.
My name. Anyway, fake. Yeah, it's fake.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Some real guidance given by university was misreported to seem more dramatic. It's important to check a story in multiple sources to get the full picture.
Great. Okay, there you go. That's why we're doing
this.
Plus,
you get a bit of learning as well.
A bit of learning.
Life lesson. Number 3, couple in California name baby with an emoji.
I wish you told us what emoji.
God, I hope this is fake.
I don't see how it could be legal. But
I really wish it's fake, but it's in California.
Real. Yeah. So real?
Sorry to all our American listeners.
Oh God, let's say real.
It's fake.
It's a win. It's a real win there for society.
Story is completely made up and shared by a satirical news site. It doesn't look like a professional news site.
Is it The Onion?
I don't know. It
just says S2. All right.
Next one. 8-year-old girl pulls medieval sword from lake.
That's got to be real. That's great.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, that's totally real. That sounds awesome.
Straight away. Real. Yep.
Oh, yes.
A good way to check if a news story is real is to check who is reporting it. This was reported by The Guardian, the BBC, and many other sources.
Okay, cool. Another little bit of learning. So far, we've been really good at getting the real ones.
Except for the Californian emoji.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. Making stuff up. Stop you. Okay. A German street covered in chocolate after leak from chocolate factory.
I don't know. What are you thinking? It just doesn't seem that sensational.
A whole street covered in chocolate.
A whole street. How would a truck leak that much?
No, a factory.
What?
From the factory.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. I'm thinking fake. But I think it's a misreport, but I reckon it might be real given our previous trajectory.
I was going to say real.
Let's go real.
It's real.
Oh, yes.
This delicious accident really happened. A ton of chocolate leaked from a chocolate factory in, Vestonen, covering the pavement. This was reported by the Washington Post.
Oh, that's cool.
Number six, school bans parents from sports day for bad behaviour. Now, I know a couple of people. One of them's not a parent, but I reckon he'd be an absolute fiend at a school.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He's in the room currently. Making a lot of noise.
We're talking about him, though.
He'll know when he listens
back.
He's
got his AirPods in. I could see him being banned from a sports day as a dad. Yeah.
Well, he's an elite athlete. I've heard stories of this guy up in Cundinan.
I reckon it's real.
Yeah, I'm saying real as well. I've already clicked it. It's real.
Oh, yes.
This is real. It was reported by the BBC, The Telegraph, and The Guardian.
Oh, great. Sorry, Bolgo. I mean, what's number seven?
Seven, spinach is taught how to send emails.
I mean, look.
Can't be real.
Just go back. There's no way.
Fake for sure. It's, oh my God.
Is it real?
It's real.
What?
Seemed too good to be true, but was reported by trustworthy news sources like The Telegraph and The Huffington Post.
How? I need more info on this.
Well, you can do your own research.
Okay,
mate.
I will. I'll come back to you. Real quick, Carl.
Last one.
All right.
Gorilla learns how to knit. Now, that has to be real.
But, hear me out. I'm going to play the logistics card. The logistics, the math card. There's been a lot of real ones on this list.
The fact that we thought that...
I think it's so mundane that it... Yeah, I reckon it's so mundane that it's a fake news article. Am I looking into it too much?
It's fair. It's a fair assessment.
I'm going to say fake.
The record show that I said real. It's fake. Damn it.
Yes! Oh,
gorillas are impressive, but they haven't mastered knitting yet.
That surprises me.
This is a fake story based off a fake photo on the internet. And we know we can't always trust pictures we cannot see online.
Wow, well, that was a great game. I learned a bit about fake news.
I learned a bit about gorillas being stupid, spinach being smart, some parents taking it white line fever too seriously, a shit ton of chocolate all over Germany, an 8-year-old's on the run with a medieval sword, California aren't as dumb as we thought we were. They were. Universities know what they're doing. And yeah, NASA's doing some pretty impressive
NASA's
stuff.
That's pretty
out of space. That's your recap on the news.
So, Brody, to finish off the show, in the spirit of... Are you comfy?
I'm comfy. Now that I've got the actual cameras working.
Okay. The cameras. What are they again?
Phones.
Are they still my phone and your phone?
Still the camera.
Oh, no, they're both your phones.
Shut up, mate. You're the one. You've just got yourself a custom-built Harley Davidson. That's what you said.
What
you
are
said
you looking
to me.
Around for? You're looking around for someone to support you?
No, I said... Hey, mate. I said, what have you bought? What have you bought? And he said, oh, I've got myself a custom-built motorbike. I said, custom-built Harley Davidson.
It's not Harley Davidson.
Wow.
It's not Harley
Davidson.
Jeez.
Enjoying that sweet podcast money, are you? I was wondering why I had to buy the new Focus right out of my own bank account. There's no money left in the account because you bought your own custom Harley.
All right, well, moving on.
Yeah,
play on.
Interesting.
You suck, man.
Thanks, mate.
anyway, the spirit of Are You Okay Day.
Of course.
We should stop having a jab at each other. to finish off this podcast episode, I want to play a quick game where I found some of the translations of Are You Okay in different languages.
Yep.
And I want to read them out to you and see if you can guess what language they come from.
Ooh.
What do you reckon?
I am a bit of a linguistic expert.
A linguist?
That's what... No.
I'm not
a linguistic expert. Don't have a go at us.
Sorry, sorry. Us. You and the other linguistic experts.
Me and linguistic expert.
Are you ready for your first one?
Yes, I'm ready. Bring it on.
And I'm going to try and get the inflection right of a question.
God, this is just going to turn out to be racist.
Ste bene?
Italian.
It's Italian.
Told you.
Is it the bene? They got you?
Yeah.
Ste bene? Pretty good. That was quick so far.
Oh, that's your favourite type of pasta.
now we're going into racial insensitivity.
Oh, sorry.
Number two. Ben je okay?
Brazilian?
Ben je okay?
Brazilian. Is that a language?
I don't know, but it's Dutch.
Ah.
It is Dutch. What do you think about that?
What do I think about that? The first thing that comes to mind when I hear Dutch is that quote from Goldmember, Austin Powers, where Michael Caine's character goes, there's only two types of people that I don't like in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
It's a great one, actually. I've got two more for you.
Yep.
Bist du in Ordnung?
You did what where?
Ready? Listen.
Yep.
Bist... Du in Ordnung. Ordnung.
Tell you what, mate, you sound a bit best.
That's not the point of the game, mate.
Vietnamese.
I said they're all from
did you?
Europe, didn't I? Before we started.
I'll say it again.
Bist du in Ordnung.
German.
It is German. Yeah. Wow. What got you there? How do you know it was German?
I stopped trying to think of it being funny, and I started to think about call on my, couple of lessons of German. Hey, Monty, du hast wunderschön Augen,
which means I've actually got two more for you.
You have beautiful eyes.
Because I'm going to ignore it. Yeah. All right, ready?
It's not weird. It's
complicated. Second last one. We're leaving Europe for a bit here.
Okay.
It starts off with an upside down question mark. Because by the way.
Ah yes.
Estás bien?
Leaving Europe.
Estás bien?
Oh, like...
We're not in Europe anymore.
Argentinian. Puerto Rican?
Estás bien?
I don't know. What?
Spanish? Never heard.
Is that part of Europe?
Oh, shit, it is. I don't know why I thought it was outside of Europe.
What?
I guess because they speak Spanish all through, South America. I thought it was somewhere in the South American, and then I thought about it. Yeah, it's totally in Europe.
Yeah.
We didn't leave Europe at all.
So I was like, okay. Oh, wow.
That's quite funny.
Okay, moving on.
Last one. Urdu, okay?
Urdu?
Urdu?
It's got to be French. Okay. It has to be French.
It is Norwegian.
Ah.
Norwegian. Call that with my mediocre geography knowledge.
Gee whiz.
And I that's the end action. Of the that's the end of this episode of the Good Always Podcast, Brody.
It is, and a special Are You Okay Day edition. I say special edition, but it's not that different than what we normally do.
But it is Are You Okay Day. So
it is Are You Okay Day.
Look, checking in, your mates. Use this day as a
crump. That's so funny.
Use this day as an opportunity and a reminder to check in with those ones around you, your friends, family. And just genuinely ask them, not only are you okay, but what you can do to support the people around you.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely, I send and we send all the Good Always love to our friends and family over in the east of Australia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, understand it's some difficult times over there. And our love is with you guys. Make sure you're checking in on each other. And putting it out there, the Good Always Instagram and Facebook inbox is always open. If anyone wants to check in, if anyone wants to reach out and just have a chat, it's always open. We'll get back to you pretty promptly. We don't get that many messages, so
it
won't take too long. But We're here to listen. I'm sure there's plenty of people around that are there to listen as well. So, yeah, make the most of the people around you. Get around the people that are loving you and supporting you. And, yeah, let's be good always.
Let's be good always.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Bruce.